You may be seated. It's an incredible story. There were these two missionaries that were thrown into jail, and they were arrested because they had made the wrong people mad. You see, in the town where they were working and where they were spreading the gospel, there was this slave girl who was possessed by a demon. She had the ability to tell the future and to predict people's fortunes, and her master, the slave owner, used her to make some pretty good money. But this demon-possessed slave girl was following around the missionaries and making things uncomfortable for them. And we get the impression that the demon in her was kind of harassing those missionaries. And so finally, one of the missionaries had enough, and he just turned around and he told the demon to leave that girl. And because he did so in the name of Jesus Christ, it did. Now you can imagine, if you are the slave owner, you're going to be a little bit upset about losing your slave who has the ability to tell the future. You're going to be losing out on some money. And so this slave owner, he rallied some of his friends and he created a commotion in the town and he drew up some false charges and he had the missionaries arrested. While in jail, the missionaries, they were praying to God and singing hymns. And then at midnight, there was an earthquake. And the earthquake shook the foundation of the prison so much that the shackles were loosened, the shackles that were containing the prisoners were loosened, and the door was opened wide. Now, this meant very bad news for the jailer. Being a jailer was a prominent position, somewhat prestigious. It probably paid very well, but it came with a lot of responsibility. And the way it worked in the Roman Empire, if you were a jailer, you were personally responsible for all of your prisoners. And if any of your prisoners escaped, you would be probably tortured and put to death. So when the jailer heard all this commotion and he woke up and he saw that the prison doors were opened, he was about to kill himself. But one of the prisoners cried out, one of the missionaries who was detained there, he said, "Don't harm yourself. We're all here." What an act of love on the part of the missionaries kept there in that jail. They didn't even know the jailer, but they loved him so much, they didn't want him to hurt himself or to be killed by his superiors. The jailer was overwhelmed by this love, and so he rushed in and he fell before the missionaries, and he asked them, "What must I do to be saved?" And the missionaries simply told him, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, you and your household, and you will be saved." And then they shared God's word with him. The jailer believed. He and his whole family were baptized, and that filled the jailer with joy. It's an incredible story. Hear it for yourself from Acts chapter 16. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, the prison doors flew open, and everyone's chains came loose. The jailer woke up. And when he saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself. We are all here." The jailer called for the lights, rushed in, and fell trembling before Paul and Silas. He then brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and all the others in his house. At that hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds. Then immediately he and all his family were baptized. The jailer brought them into his house and set a meal before them. He was filled with joy because he had come to believe in God, he and his whole family. It's an incredible story, but what does it have to do with you? What does it have to do with you, especially considering that all of our chapel talks this week at Bethany are centered on marriage and the family? Well, the answer lies in the last couple of words from our lesson. What was it that caused the jailer to be filled with joy? It wasn't that the prisoners were all still in the jail. It wasn't that he would get to keep his prestigious and well-paying job as a jailer. It wasn't even that his life was spared. He was filled with joy because he had come to believe in God, he and his whole family. If you get married someday and you start a family, what will it be that will fill you with joy? According to Time magazine, they came out with an article just recently that estimates that 25% of millennials will not get married. And that's people our age, people born in the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. But that means that 75%, at least 75% of you here, will get married someday. Maybe it's to someone that you're dating right now. Maybe it's to someone that you want to be dating right now. Maybe it's to someone you won't meet for another 20 years. But if that day comes and you get married and you start a family, what will it be in your marriage and in your family that will bring you true happiness? I want you to consider that and maybe even rethink it a little bit. Because typically we can think, if we just find the right person with the right characteristics, then we'll be happy. And we can be honest about what some of those characteristics are, right? Attractiveness, someone who's spontaneous, someone who's sensitive, someone with a good job, or maybe someone who just gets me. It can be so easy for us to think that if we just find the right person with the right characteristics, then that will bring us happiness. The same thing can happen with children. We can think, or parents can think, about their kids. Oh, if my kids just have certain characteristics or just reach certain milestones, once they start walking or talking, or if they can just graduate from college and get a job or start a family of their own, then that'll bring me happiness. Now, there's nothing wrong with looking for a wife who's caring or for a husband who's sensitive, or nothing wrong with having a cute or even a successful child. But there's one characteristic that will bring you deep and innermost joy in a future spouse and in your children. It's what filled the jailer with joy. He was filled with joy because he had come to believe in God, he and his whole family. God's word promises you that a spouse who believes in God and children who come to believe in God will give you true happiness. And the reason why believing in God and believing in God's son Jesus, the reason why that'll bring you true happiness is because you're going to make mistakes. You're going to make mistakes in your marriage and in your family. You might be making mistakes in your life right now that are going to affect your future marriage and your future family. Making mistakes in our life, sinning, is something that we just can't avoid. And the only way for us to be free from the guilt of our sin, and the only way for us to be free from the punishment we deserve for it, is through the forgiveness of sins found in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Jesus lived a life free of any mistake, and he died a death he didn't deserve. And he did that for you, so that all of your sins could be forgiven. True joy is knowing that any of your sins, even the sins you commit against your marriage, or your wife in your marriage, or your husband in your marriage, or against your children, or the sins that your husband or your wife or your kids commit, it's knowing that all of those sins are paid for by your Savior Jesus. True joy is a family that reflects the love of Jesus and the forgiveness found in Jesus. True joy is knowing in your family that you'll all be together someday in heaven. It's an interesting story, kind of a strange chain of events that led Paul and Silas to have the opportunity to witness to the jailer at Philippi. But it's also an interesting story, a strange chain of events that leads the jailer at Philippi to witness to you. This jailer shows you what's really important in a marriage and in a family, and what can bring you true joy. As you consider who you're dating, or consider dating someone in the future, or consider getting married, I want to make a strong statement and tell you to make marrying a believer in Jesus your number one priority. And if you're ever blessed to have kids someday, make raising your kids in the Christian faith and baptizing them into God's family more important than anything else. And in all your relationships in your family, make sure there's always a focus on Jesus. Because faith in Jesus will mean that their lives are saved, and when you know that their lives are saved because of Jesus, you'll be filled with true joy. Amen.